The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. It is currently about 7 minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock, and our guest today is Patty Finan. She's with the Thumb Arts Guild. We're going to be talking about the Silver Bell Sale and some of the other things coming up in Port Austin this weekend. Thanks for being with us, Patty. I guess, first of all, Thumb Arts Guild has an event or a sale coming up, a fundraiser?
Yes, actually it's a sale for the Christmas, and we're hoping that people come and give unique gifts. Obviously, when an artist makes something, it's not something that's replicated, so they're very unique things that you can get for someone special on your Christmas list. And it runs from 10 to 4 at the Welcome Center in Port Austin. And we've got about 11 or 12 artists that are going to be there with their items for sale. So we're inviting everyone to come in.
What type of artwork are they bringing? I mean, is it paintings, sculptures, a mixture of?
Yeah, some of it. It's a good mix. Dave Thimmel's got his woodworking there. Jeanette Zeal and Lori Conger will have their ceramics. Donna McCaddy also does ceramics, so they'll have some pottery pieces. Stu and Don Jar will be there with their Petoskey stone jewelry. And we also have Margot Phillips and Lynn Winsick and with their jewelry. We've got Jane Mays with some of her poetry books and her watercolors. And Judy Marion, I think, is bringing her watercolors. And Claire Bomers Logan does both felting and glasswork and some boxes, some painting on some pieces of wood, I'm sorry. And Sandy Kinney also does jewelry too, and then Bill Diller and I will have our photographs there for sale. So it's a pretty good variety, and we're hoping everyone comes up and does some shopping.
Is this similar to Art in the Park, where you can do a little dickering, or is the price pretty much set?
I don't know. That'll be up to the individual artist whether they want to try to move some stuff at the end of the year or not.
You know, you got to get it in this year before the fiscal cliff makes it so much more expensive to sell it next year, right?
That's right.
That's one of your bargaining tools when you go there.
I'll have to keep that in mind, yep.
But it's up to the artist. Now, does the Thumb Arts Guild get anything out of this other than goodwill? I mean, I know you have expenses to pay.
No, this is pretty much just for the artist. Yeah, we don't have any fundraisers going on this year. We've got them all wrapped up at Labor Day when we had our Art in the Park. And we did end up raising enough to purchase our trailer, our storage trailer, so we're really excited about that. And we are planning some new fundraisers for next year, so keep an eye out for that. There'll be some very interesting pieces. We're going to do some fish, and we're going to have everybody decorate some different types of fish, and some will have clocks in them and some won't. So I think it'll be very interesting to see what happens for next year's fundraiser.
Now, your Silver Bell sale, is that pretty much cash, personal check type of thing? And most people don't have, you know, credit card capability.
Yeah, some of the artists do. I know Lynn Winsick does, and I believe Lori Conger can take credit cards, but it is mostly check and cash. Yeah.
So if you want to take it with you that day, you gotta pony up the dough.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Okay, and these are just some of the things the Thumb Arts Guild does through the year to bring artwork and the arts to the thumb?
Sure. We have usually a show on Memorial Day weekend, which is the opening weekend of the Farmers Market here in Port Austin. So that works out really well. And then we have the big show at Art in the Park on Labor Day weekend. And then we usually have this Christmas sale. And we might be adding one more show in there. So we're right now, that's the ones that we're confirmed with. But, you know, you never know. You never know what we're going to end up with for next year.
Are you also the group that brings in sometimes the musical performers?
Yes, we do. We have music that performs at Art in the Park on Labor Day weekend, and we have a new group coming, the Lonesome Mountain Boys, will be performing at Art in the Park this year, or next year, which is a new group. Sex Appeal has moved to Florida, so we had to find a replacement for them, and the Lonesome Mountain Boys will be performing, along with George Swaler Trio, the big band, Bill Denbrock's big band, and the Spring Street Boys will be back again. So it'll be a great time on Labor Day weekend next year.
But I was thinking you also do some things up at the church at Huron City. Is that a different group that's you work for?
Yeah, Thumb Music Makers, actually.
That's a little different group there.
And we will be having a couple of concerts. We're still working on the logistics and figuring out dates for that. But, that's the Thumb Music Makers.
Nothing for the holidays this year?
No. Mm-mm. No, we usually just have two in the summer, just to take advantage of the larger audience. And here in the city, I think, is probably going to be just giving tours of the big house next year. They're not going to be doing the village. They're doing a lot of work inside the buildings. And so we are probably going to try to find a new venue for the Thumb Music Makers concert. So that might be, you know, we're still trying to find a place where we could host something. So we'll have to see how that works out. We'll be working on that over the winter and have it ready for July and August.
That's the trouble with historical places, is you just can't slap a coat of paint on something. It's
right.
Got to be done right.
Right. Yeah, and they just got done repainting the church, which really looks nice. They scraped it down to the lowest level and found out that it was a gold with a burgundy trim from the Victorian times, from the 1920s, and that's what they painted it back to. So it really does look nice now that they've got to, got it back to the original paint that was there. So, but they're going to be working on the flooring in the church. I know that's one of the issues, one of the things on their list. So I think they're just going to give tours of the big house of the Seven Gables home, and that will be all for next summer. But yeah, so we're looking for a place to hold some concerts, so we'll be scoping that out this winter, and hopefully we'll have something set for July and August.
Well, terrific. And Thumb Arts Guild, if people are interested, is this something that you basically do over the summer because people tend to be snowbirds, or is this a year-round thing?
Yeah, we don't meet in January, February, March for exactly that reason. So we'll have our last meeting next week and for the winter, and then kick back up in April. And so, yeah, most of our events are during the summer just because our artists are back, and we also have more people around to be able to do things too. So
it's hard to paint when you're shivering.
Yes, exactly. We have a lot of artists that go down to Florida and participate in, you know, shows and things down there and take classes down in Florida. So, you know, and then they come back in the spring with a lot of new work that they've done over the winter. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun. We have a great time, and you know, it's a great, great, great group of people. And you're welcome. You know, people are welcome to come to our meetings. It's usually the second Tuesday of the month at 7 o'clock at the Welcome Center in Port Austin.
People can just show up, and if they're interested, then they can join up?
Sure, and you don't have to be an artist. We have a lot of members that just want to support the arts, which is a great thing, too. So you don't have to be an artist to join if you just want to support what we're doing and bringing art to the area. You know, that's always an option, too.
And there is always in organizations a lot of logistical stuff that has to get done, and some people are very good at that part of
yes.
it.
Yes, we have.
They're almost
of,
artists in their own rights doing that.
Right, right, exactly. There's, you know, secretary and vice president and historian, you know, just kind of keep track of what we've done and documentation and that kind of thing. So, yeah, we have a lot of, you know, we have a group of officers now and, you know, that are in place. And it's, you know, it's just a really good group of people. And we usually have, like, a business meeting, and then we have a food break, and then we have usually a program. So it's either an artist giving a demonstration of how they do something, and that's usually what we present. Sometimes we've had some legal people in, and some, you know, people about how to start your own business and those kind of things. Some tax, we had a tax person come in and talk about small business tax and how to get your business started and that kind of thing. So, but mostly it's usually the artist giving, you know, an example of what they've done.
Are you looking for artists in, you know, certain areas of the Thumb? I think you kind of started up in the Port Austin, the northeast corner there, but it's going around.
It has grown, and we've got, I think we're over like 65 people now, and they come from all over. So we have people from Six Lakes, we have people from DeFord, we have people from down in Detroit. So it just depends on, you know, they get a reduced rate to into Art in the Park if they're a member. So that's an incentive sometimes. And a lot of times they just want to keep track of what's going on, because a lot of, in our newsletters and stuff, we end up putting, you know, different shows that are going on or contact information about different groups, you know, places to display and sell their art. So it's a pretty good network, and our website is www.thumbartsguild.com, and you can go there and check out the application for joining, and also we're probably going to get the 2013 Art in the Park application out there pretty quickly. So so that's a good place to kind of go and check out what's going on.
Do it now before they raise the prices. Isn't that what usually happens in the new year for most things anyway, as prices go up? So do it now. Don't wait, right?
Exactly. Don't wait. We'd love to have your membership.
All righty. And this is just part of what's going on in Port Austin this coming weekend, is your Silver Bell sale?
Right. Yeah, we're just one piece of it. There's a whole slew of things that you can come up and do. There's the library, the Port Austin Township Library, will have their cookie walk. From 9 until noon, and it's $4 for a dozen cookies and $10 for three dozen. and you can go in and see the new building. I'm going to probably take a break and run over there and see it because I haven't been inside the, they've got the addition added on and it's open now, so I'm anxious to see what it looks like. But so they have the cookie walk going on from noon, 9 until noon.
Is that a fundraiser for something?
The United Protestant Church, just a block off of Main Street there, is having their church bazaar from 9 until 3. And they're going to serve chili and hot dogs for lunch from 11 to 1 for a donation. So they've got all kinds of vendors. I think they're, I don't even remember what number of vendors that they had, but they're going to have Fred Casiba is going to be doing caricatures, and I think there's Tupperware there, and purses, and 31 gifts, and all kinds of different things that you can go and go and see, homemade jams and jellies and candles and all kinds of things. So there's a great variety over at the Protestant Church, and it's all within walking distance, which makes it really... really great. And then the Port Austin Chamber is going to be raffling off their wheelbarrow of gifts, and that's at 3 o'clock at the Welcome Center. So they're going to do that, and you can get tickets up to, I believe, that time at the Welcome Center at the Chamber office. Joyce will be there all day. The History Center, about a mile out of Port Austin on Point of Barks Road, is open from 10 to 4 that day, and they have a lot of unique gifts, books and T-shirts and hats and those kind of things. And so I believe the new puzzle is in. I didn't get confirmation before the phone call this morning, but they're working on a new lighthouse puzzle with all three lighthouses again. So I believe that was supposed to be available in time for Christmas, so I'm not sure if they've got it yet or not, but if not, it'll be out pretty quickly here. But they've got a lot of unique gifts, and you can check out the building while you're there. So that's from 10 to 4 also out at the History Center. And then at Town and Country Casuals, Susan Haas is going to do a book signing for her Strictly Small Town book. And that goes from 10 until noon. And Lake Street Emporium, right there in downtown on the main street, is doing a Pampered Chef demo at 11 o'clock in the store. And Santa's going to be there from 1 until 2, so that's at the Lake Street Emporium. And then the Playhouse, the Port Austin Community Playhouse, is going to have their Christmas show running Friday, Saturday, and Sunday this weekend and next weekend. And that's The Toys Take Over Christmas. And it runs 8 o'clock Fridays and Saturdays and 2 o'clock on Sundays. And it's $12 for adults and $8 for youth. And so if you want to make reservations for that, it's 989-738-5217. So there's a lot going on in Port Austin this weekend, and we hope everybody comes up and just kind of takes a walk around town.
It's kind of then a misnomer that it all only happens in the summertime.
Right, that's right. That's right. We hope to have a good crowd. And I know a lot of the businesses are going to be open, and the restaurants will be open. I know Lisa's Loft, I believe, will be open this weekend, too. Above Heinz Hardware, and you know, and all the restaurants in town will probably have some deals going on too. So it's just a great time to come and spend the day in Port Austin, and most of it is all within walking distance. So it's great.
And it seems like this would be a you know, kind of a unique thing in the summer. You've got all the tourists and stuff, but this is more of a community thing as we come into the holidays. That you know, it's going to be mostly people who live in the area.
Right,
here.
Right. Mostly an event for locals. Right. Exactly. And it all goes to good causes, you know, right? The library always needs help, especially with the new addition now, and you know, the church can always use funds. So it all goes into a good cause, and the holiday raffle that the chamber puts on is a big fundraiser for they're paying for part of the Blue Water the Blue Water Trail. They're part of that part of the book that gets put together by the group down in Port Huron, and so it's a big fundraiser. The raffle drawing is a big fundraiser to help pay for that, because that's pretty expensive for the year, but we get a lot out of it with you know, the science. And actually the Silver Bell sale is going to be on the big electronic billboard down in Port Huron, so we were able to do that because of their involvement with the Blue Water Group. So you know, so it all goes into good causes, and it's all local people, and you know, it's just a really good time for the community to come together and buy some really unique things for Christmas.
Now you mentioned a whole lot of things going on. Is there a central place that kind of lists this all? Will you find this all, like, on the Chamber website? I know your website for the Thumb Arts Guild will have your event on it.
Yeah, we would have ours, and the Port Austin Chamber does have all the items listed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you hold on just a second, I'll go ahead and pull that up. It is portaustinarea.com, www.portaustinarea.com is the Chamber website, and they do have all the events listed that are going on this weekend. And there was an ad in the paper too, a press release in the paper last week on Thursday, that had everything listed. But it is a really great event, and like I said, a lot of different things to you know, to go see. You can go see Susan Haas at the Town and Country Casuals, and go to the History Center, and and go through the Pampered Chef demo at 11 and visit with Santa from 1 to 2 at the Lake Street Emporium. So, and come back in the evening for the play. So it's just a lot of good things to do.
Now, will it go a little better if there's just a little bit of white stuff on the ground?
I don't know. I have mixed feelings on that. I'd rather have it warm so we get more people out, but I would like a little bit of snow myself. But you have to be careful what you wish for.
Yeah, and no matter what you wish for, you're going to get what you're going to get.
Exactly. We have no control over the weather. That's true.
I just thought it might get people more into the holiday spirit.
Yeah, I think so. And I think the cold weather has helped a little bit, too. When it was 60, or, 55, it kind of gets hard to get into the spirit. But it makes it easy when you're shopping with less coats and all that kind of thing. But I'm hoping everybody comes out. Like I said, it's a great time for the town and just a lot of people around and a lot of things to do. So it makes for a fun Saturday.
And as some of the events go into the evening for performances at the community
right,
theater,
right,
and that
the playhouse,
you
right,
get
Fridays
to...
and Saturdays are at 8 p.m. At the Playhouse, and then the Sunday performances are at 2 p.m. matinee. Mm-hmm.
But with the evening ones, you get to come in and see the decorations all around town too.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is really another form of art.
Yes.
The way some people can make them look so good.
Yeah, that's amazing. It's amazing what people do with lights and stuff, and it's just a fun time.
Okay, so this is all going on Saturday, Port Austin. What are the events? Give them a quick rundown. I know you've got yours.
Tag is 10 to 4 at the Welcome Center.
Mm-hmm.
The Cookie Walk is 9 to noon at the library. The United Protestant Church Bazaar is 9 to 3 with the light lunch from 11 to 1. The holiday raffle drawing for the Chamber is at 3 o'clock at the Welcome Center. The History Center is open 10 to 4 on Saturday, where you can purchase a lot of books and old-fashioned games and puzzles and those kind of things. Town and Country Casuals has the book signing with Susan Haas from 10 until noon. Lake Street Emporium has the Pampered Chef demo at 11 with Santa coming from 1 until 2. And then the evening is the Toys Take Over Christmas at the Playhouse at 8 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays and Sundays at 2, $12 for adults and $8 for youth.
Wow, you've got it all right at your fingertips.
It's all right on my paper, that's right. To keep it straight myself. But we do hope everybody comes out and has a great time, and we wish everybody a Merry Christmas.
Well, I appreciate you taking time with us today and letting us know all about what's coming up this big weekend up in Port Austin.
Thanks so much for having me, Craig.
Just go right to the end of M53 and you are there.
And we're there, that's right.
Our guest today on the program has been Patty Finan. We've been talking about some of the events coming up in Port Austin this Saturday through the day and into the evening. It's on the Chamber website if you want to get a complete rundown of all the different events, all kinds of things going on. Doesn't just happen in the summer. Happens at Christmas time, too. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.